Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome again. This is the Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again to bless you again as we come together. The Bible says where two or three come together in the name, there be in the midst. And we're coming together to do what the Lord asks us to do. Sometimes we can always have think that, you know, what we have learned and what we have heard from other people, amen, is true, and we have nothing to base it, what they say, amen, on their comments. But we're hoping tonight, as always, at Doctrine of Truth, we're here and to search the scriptures. The Bible says search them, because in them you think you have eternal life. So sometimes that we hear things and hear people talk and what we see on television and from there to there, that is true. The Bible says you should know the truth. And once you know the truth shall set you free. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for our coming together. Because you said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you, God, for our followers and all the supporters and all the prayer partners and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are seeking for the truth, not only that, but you say those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And we ask in you tonight through your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, bless us. In Jesus' mighty name, the Christ, amen. Church Rehabilitation Center, amen. That's the way we put it. That's the way, it, amen, it's about the church rehabilitation, what the church should, one of the actions and directions, amen, of what God had set out for his people. And when Jesus brought his team together from different areas, and he began to work with them and school them and talk with them, and they traveled with him. The things that he did, and they saw what he did, amen, was a great impact on their life. And it takes away the questioning of Jesus because it was written down. And not only that, it was written down, but it's recorded, amen. Let's look at real quickly the book of the Gospel of St. Luke for a moment here, the last chapter, the book of St. Luke, and the 44th verse, amen, last chapter of St. Luke in the 44th verse, it says, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written in the laws, in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalmist concerning me." Notice that. Now, notice that. That's St. Luke 24 and 44. "And then their eyes, and they understood that they may understand the scriptures." You see, Jesus was standing there talking to them after he was coming down the, showing them after he resurrected from the dead, and he was discussing, and the disciples were discussing him, and he appeared unto the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and when he appeared unto them, and he began to talk with them concerning what was happening, and when he did that, and the Bible says, and in the 46th verse, "And he said unto them, thus is written that it is behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Amen. And when this discussion was about why he would rise and what happened to him, and when Jesus sat down and he broke bread with these disciples, and their eyes was open, and he began to tell them, this is what's happening in the scriptures. Remember, we made a discussion, a study once, that Jesus is the man name, God man name, God man Jesus, because he had to die for us and add the covenant relationship with Abraham and Isaac and all the Old Testament days because of the flood. God brought upon all idolatry. Idolatry was full the land up. The land was full of idolatry. Abram, his father, according to Joshua, his father was a craftsman that made idols and sculptures. So God called all Abraham's family to come out. He told them to come on out, amen, and go to the land he sent him to go. But the problem was, from Noah's time all the way up to Abraham, idolatry. Then it carries all the way through. Amen. These idolatry, Hittite, Jebusites, all in Philistines, all of them was worshiping idols, idol worship. And this is one of the first commandments that God gave. And he was so determined to wipe out idolatry and worshiping other idols. And that's what the devil wanted. And that's why he was evicted out of heaven, amen, and throwed out all his angels and all their furniture, whatever they had up there, they stole, amen. So anything the devil given people today is stolen material. He didn't have nothing. He didn't create nothing. He can't buy nothing. He just steal it. So the devil want people to worship him. Worship him. And so when it comes down to living for God, the enemy always bring up some kind of temptation to cause people to lose focus and lose understanding about what God is about. So here, everyone that comes out of idolatry and some kind of worship and some kind of sin, amen, they are scarred up, they are mentally scarred, like you're coming out of a mental warfare. You're coming out of mental warfare. They talk about the veterans and young people, or people that had bad backgrounds and bad childhood days, and they come out, their life and how they're so scarred up during their childhood days because of the parents and where they live and the environment. Amen. Everybody come to Christ. They're coming out of a bad environment. Amen. They worshiping the devil. And now when they come away from him, amen, now they got to be healed. They got to be healed. They got to be delivered. Amen. Mentally, and sometimes physically. and this is what Paul made a statement. So bringing that together, amen, Paul was saying to Timothy, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. So you can see here that all of the scriptures that Jesus was talked about, amen, Moses wrote about him in the book of in the law. Moses wrote about him, amen. Moses saw him in the burning bush, and amen. Joshua saw him at the angel, amen. And there's Isaiah, the wheel, and Ezekiel them saw him in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. Isaiah saw him, amen, when Uzziah died. So all these different stories, how God manifested himself, amen. And he came all the way down. The story came all the way down. The storyline all through the Bible, God was making covenants, making plans with men. He said, you do this and worship me, I'll protect you, I'll help you, I'll work with you. And all the patriarchs, all they knew was covenants, because they came out of the idolatry. And idolatry dealing with, amen, some of them just gave their child to be killed. They believe in blood diamond, cut this and cut that. Amen. Ezekiel, I mean, the time of in the time of the prophet and Jezebel, amen, and Elijah, and all the Jezebel prophets was cutting themselves, and amen, and giving sacrifice. Oh, that's all they knew. That's all they knew. Worshipping devils, worshipping, and giving sacrifice. So Jesus came down. God set up all, that's why the priesthood, when it came to Christ, God said, now you pay me. Stop paying the devil. Now you pay me. Other words, bring an idol, a pigeon, a goat, a heifer, a dove. Now you pay God. Stop paying the devil. Stop paying the devil. Now you pay God. And all God's people went on that same tradition, amen, instead of paying the devil, pay God. Support God. Get involved with God's work. Amen. So that's why one of the biggest fights always, the devil fight about money, about money, about money. Because, you know, one of the spiritual warfare is about tithes. So you see here in the book of, in the book of Gospel of St. Luke, St. Luke, he said all the scriptures. He was talking to the disciples as he rose from the dead. He appeared unto them. He said, all the scriptures were written to me about Moses and the prophets and all in the Psalms about me. Amen. So all the Bible, amen, is the story of Christ coming, of Christ coming. And the enemy fights. He fights and fights. So after they have come out of all of these things, you got to be, like Paul said in the book of Romans, 12th chapter, amen. We got to renew our mind. He said, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Amen. Nothing lucky no more. You know, it used to be luck. Amen. You luck this and luck that. No, it's no luck anymore. Amen. God going to rehabilitate you. And that's where we landing at here. We look at the rehabilitation center, amen, so to speak, and look at Isaiah 61. Then we're going to journey over to the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. The book of Matthew, 25th chapter. And Isaiah 61, and Jesus quoted this scripture. And you will find many quotes in the Old Testament being quoted in Matthew, some Mark and Luke. Scriptures been quoted, amen, from the old covenant. In Isaiah 61, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up broken hearts, to proclaim the liberty of the captives, and to open the doors of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Amen. And now we're going to move over to the book of Matthew's here, and hear the parable that Jesus told concerning the judgment and the shepherds. Amen. In the book of Matthew's 25th chapter. And when the Son of Man, 31st verse, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And behold, and before him he gathered all the nations, and he separated them one from another. The sheep divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. And he said unto them on the right hand, Come ye of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you in the foundation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee drink? When saw we a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, to everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a naked, and you took me not in. And ye clothed me not, sick in prison, and ye visit me not. Then shall they answer and saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Now, it might be a strong statement. Many times I look at that and keep looking at that, just because God said that, well, listen now, because you did not give clothes to somebody, because you did not give any food to anyone, amen, and because you did not feed anyone or clothe anyone or visit them and pray for them. And one of the transcripts in the books that said, you know, Lord, we cast out devils in your name. And, Lord, we did all this. And he said, no, depart from me. Now, this is a discussion that we like to take forth. Many felt that, and I know, as we travel around and we go around, that once you get saved, that's it. You don't have nothing else to do for your salvation. But can you, amen, find yourself in a neutral position? Or is this a neutral position when you don't work or try to help other people? Are you putting yourself in a neutral position where you're not doing anything to upbuild your brother and your sister, not showing love to anyone, no kindness, no nothing? Is that a neutral position? Is that a neutral position where you're not concerned about your neighbor, your brother, and for God to bless you, and you bless a hundredfold, 50-fold, 60-fold, 1,000-fold? Many people want all kind of blessing, and you won't share, you won't do this. And but God said, according to the scripture, I'm quite sure as many more can help. We elaborate on this tonight, that it's more to it. It's more to it. When he tell them that you're going to be cast into outer darkness and then where worms, there's some worms in outer darkness in hell. There's some worms dying there to help in the torment. Amen. And so this is the discussion. This is a discussion on this subject, and we like to bring it out. And your interpretation of it, as always, we can't give you a grade. We just come to here learning from one another. Amen. Like the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. And it might be something that you've always been battling. In the first part of our ministry, amen, and always hear, well, is the church supposed to do this? Now, you saved, you should help me. You know, and always battling with how much should I give and when should I give it and who should I give it to. You know, we all that's living right, walking upright, always have to deal with giving and how much to help people and when to help people. You know, well, why don't we just go to the lines? Why don't we just go to the lines? And I thank God for all of your support. And we see we have the board full tonight and today, wherever you might be. And you can always push one on your phone. When you push one on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. You can give your first name. Amen. You don't have to, but we always give the area code. And now, okay, we have an area code 850. The last four digits is 2337. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I was just listening to you, and I was thinking, you know, and I always ask God to not let me get weary in doing what's righteous. Because, you know, when you do what's righteous, you always get what the Holy Spirit has for you. Because if you're led by the Holy Spirit and you're conscious of what is going on around you, it's better to give than it is to receive, because in my giving, I get it back pressed down, shaken together, and I be overwhelmed. You know, it's like I was telling a gentleman the other day, if I got a death grip on $5, I can't let $500 come in because I'm too busy holding on to this, making sure that no one gets anything. I had an incident where I pulled up to the gas station to get $20 in gas for my van, and a guy was holding a sign over there, and he was out of gas. So when I went inside, I was going inside, the Holy Spirit told me, said, well, why don't you get them some gas? So I went and told the lady to give me $15 and give them $5. The first thing she looked at me and said, well, they've been out there all day. I don't see why. I said, well, ma'am, just whatever pump he goes to, just put the gas on it for me, please. And I walked off. When I started pumping the gas, the gentleman ran around the van and hugged me. Almost lifted me up in there and said, man, you know what? You are blessed. And then his other buddy came around the other side and almost shook my hand off. And I can't tell you the feeling I had of God in that in the presence, in the midst. And it's the thing that you do from your heart, not from your mouth. You know, that's the way, you know, that I pray, and I cease to stop praying every day, and good things always come to me. It don't be nothing but the Holy Spirit taking care of me. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. All right, God bless you. God bless you. So we're finding out now when we're going to help, there's a right way, the right people, and to be led. Amen. So we have the doors opening now, and we're finding out that, amen, that we have to be cautious and careful of who we give to and be led when we give to who we give to. All right. And we have another caller. You can press one on your phone, and you know this is about giving. They one of the basics of this discussion now. Amen. He said, when I was sick. So you got to give your time. Amen. When I was hungry, you know, but Jesus, he made such a strong demand and judgment after. And now he said, those that don't do this, the punishment, there's going to be ahead of them also. So we want to cover that area if we can, but whatever come to your mind, and you know, many times we're saying here in this discussion that use the experience that God had, you have gone through, and be led by the Spirit of God. We're here to share, to help one another, because somebody might be battling now in their mind and their memory what scripture, amen, and what have anybody else. That's why two or three people come together, and that's why it's good to assemble ourselves in the church, because Jesus set up the church. Jesus set up the church. There's no human mind can conceive that. That was already in God's plan. Amen. So when we all come together, discussion, when four or five different minds come together, amen. And Book of Proverbs says there's safety. In a multitude of counselors, there's safety. All right, we're going to the lines again, and you can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Those that are listening, thank God for your listening. Amen. As always, you can put your phone on as well. Put it on speaker. Amen. As you're riding along with us, and amen, you're home walking around, and call a friend and tell a friend as well, amen, to listen in to wonderful discussions concerning the scriptures. Because this is where the enemy always fight in the Garden of Eden. Amen. The Garden of Eden, he came up, and after God had counseled Adam and Eve and gave them his demands, and he told them what they do, and he told them, if you don't do this, this is what happened. You know, God always tell people, amen, he tell them, amen, what he asked them to do, and if you don't do this, amen, action give a reaction. The reaction, it will not be pleasant sometime. And so when you study the Bible and you do certain things and you desire to do right, like Paul said, he found that in the book of Romans, evil is always present. To go behind the true word of God, amen, it started in the garden. He told Adam and Eve, oh, God didn't really mean that. God didn't really mean that. Amen. He really didn't mean that. Okay. All right, we're going to hold up the lines, and we're looking for someone can press 1 on their phone and like to share. Because I know all of us have battled, amen, who to give and who to help, amen, with what you have, amen. And Paul has said, made a statement that says, it's according to what you have, not what you don't have, and what you're doing, restoring. You restoring God's love and watching, showing love that the Spirit of God have in the Holy Spirit is placed in you. You showing it outwardly to people, and they'll make you. Don't worry, the seed that you planting, let them know that God still loves them. How? Because they're looking at you. You the Bible. You the walking Bible around, and they're watching you. And everything you do and say means a great impact to people's lives. All right. We can push 1 on the phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Those that are new to come into the program, and those that never been on the program before, and that's how we work. We call out the area code and the last 4 digits of your phone, and the technician will type you in. Amen. We can't give you a grade. We can't give you anything, go for your classes or anything, but, amen, the class and the study you're getting, amen, is about life, about living as a Christian. All things become new. Amen. When something is new, you know, you need some kind of reference. You need to depend on something. And so when Jesus said things, amen, we all going to heaven. Now, some of us have been caught up and had dreams about the heaven. God gave us little shots, but we never lived there yet. Right now, not yet, but in the future. So that's going to be a new place. That will be a new, better place. And what we have to depend on is Jesus. Looking for him, our friend, our comforter, amen. And when we see him and everything he says, Amen. It's going to bring joy. So until you understand, and all of us are still understanding, that even though you're in Christ, there's some new areas in your life. It's still new. It's still new because you're a Christian and you're living and dependent on God, and God will restore your life. He will restore your life. According to the scripture now, according to the scripture, amen, he will restore your life. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. You can dial 1. Amen. 855-236-2252 or 1. Amen. Push 1 on your phone. You can dial 1-347-215-8816. God bless you. We're talking about rehabilitation. Maybe some has been supported or being supported now. Amen. And I know in this area, the world always saying that this is God's business, and when you be involved in government and trying to get things done through government, amen, and the one thing they would always say, I have heard it many times, that, you know, the church should be doing this job. The church should be doing their job. And the enemy knows that. The enemy knows sometimes, and you have to know the word and be able to say, no, I can't do this at this time, but I can in the future. Amen. Especially during the time of holidays, when people go around and they look for things, and you have to be careful, because we all have honest heart and loving and compassion. But you should have one of the guidelines. Always say you have a church home, and you support your church, amen, in mission work. And this is what Jesus is talking about, amen. So once you come in Christ and you begin to work and witness and talk to people, amen, about Christ, and you find, amen, there's an area, amen, somewhere that, you know, where God had brought you out. Maybe you were sick, and people came and prayed for you. And thank God for the prayer. Amen. Maybe you were homeless, and the little help that you gotten helped put you back on your feet, so to speak. Kind of help you, point you the right way. Amen. Got you thinking about God more. Clothes. And, amen. Maybe you were incarcerated, and they came to the prison and prayed for you and talked with you about, amen, the power of God and how God will restore and how God will forgive you, amen, of things that had happened in your life. Amen. So Jesus is saying, this is our mission as a church. This is our mission as men and women of God, of Christians. This is our mission. This is, amen, to help you if you want to know what to do once you got saved. And you know, in other words, maybe somewhere along the line you have found yourself disappointed. You find yourself disappointed. You found yourself that you want to help, but you can't find anyone today. You can't find anyone that want to do that. They want to do that. Maybe we need to talk about that. Maybe they're not. Maybe there's no teaching out there concerning helping others. Helping others. Amen. Maybe there's no one out there teaching that or doing that. Now, notice in the book of Acts chapter 10:38, since we are Christ-like and since we are Christian, amen, since we are Christ-like and since we are Christian, we following the actions of Jesus. We following the actions of Jesus. And yet we have to be very careful because of the day and time that Jesus said there's many false prophets and many false teachers. Amen. There's much idolatry, and much worshiping. Amen. Fallen religion. There's much worshiping out there of false gods, and people want to be worshipped. you know. And those what Acts chapter 10:38 says, amen, and we're following Christ, and we're doing, we're following him, and he's showing the love of God. Acts 10:38, he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus did more things than just healing people. You know, he fed thousands of people, 5,000 one time, 4,000. You know, he was a man full of good deeds, of good deeds. Amen. And he taught the disciples. Amen. And James said it. Amen. James made it one of the pillars of the church. And James made a statement. Amen. And he, anytime you desire to push one, go ahead and, you know, tap me in. I don't want to take up all the program. We'd like to hear, amen, some, from some of the other brethren as well. Amen. But Jesus, James, the brother of Jesus, amen, one of the pillars of the church, he made a statement. Amen. He said, pure religion. And in the book of James, and he said, pure religion undefiled. James 1:26 and 1:27, he says, and pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. So God saved us to help heal up wounds, show compassion. Amen. All our mothers and our grands and grandparents. Amen. That's a whole four or five program. Amen. We have the grandparents, hopefully. We have a program with the grandparents, you know, the day and time. And people, this is the time of Paul was saying in the last days. All right, we have a caller, 954, last four digits, 4427. 4427. God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening, Bishop. Nice to be on the call again. You know, I'm sitting and kind of pondering over this rehabilitation here, of the church being a rehabilitation center. And, you know, the church is that very thing. It's the church is like a hospital. Mm-hmm. And we hurt sick people come to be restored and back to their health, you know, good health. And that's what the church does, but it's doing it spiritually. You know, after a person's been in the world for so long and constantly being beat up by the world and the world's system, they come to the church now to the word being alive and full of power. It is to help restore them and coach them along. I was looking over in Colossians, in the second chapter, in verse 8, and it talked about beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ Jesus. Now, this rehabilitation the church doing, it's because the world has filled the person's spirit full of the world's ways and ideas. And it's only through the living word of Christ that they can be transformed away from the world ways and into godly ways so that they can be healed. Paul talks about in Galatians, they had preached in Galatia and then they got stoned, and after being stoned and left for dead, he went down, right, they went right back down to the same corner and preached again. The people said, now don't come back down preaching anymore. But here's the thing that Paul told the Galatians. Who behooved you with such flattery of speech that you received another gospel other than that which you received from us when we preached it to you? Now, he said, look, at the time that we preached you the gospel, we were such a physical mess. Had it been possible, you would have taken out, plucked out one of your own eyes and gave it to me, just how terrible we looked. And you received the message that we preached to you then as the truth. Now, since we've been gone and came back, someone then came in with flattery of speech and philosophy, and you then went with another gospel other than the one that we preached to you that you had received from. So what I'm saying is, when people are hurt by the world and the system and been in it so long, and now they're looking to come out of that and go with God to live the kingdom type lifestyle, that's a transition of the mind. And what they have to be careful of is the enemy always trying to use flattery or like you say, there are some people that's some good talkers. Mm-hmm. And often sometimes those good talkers, you used to call it, people have the gift of gab. And mm-hmm. that can take a person, if a person don't stay fixed on the word of God, the truth, then they can easily be influenced by those people who have a knack for speaking words and for just speaking words, a con artist or just flattery. And these people will take the word of God and make it no avail to them if they don't get that word in the spirit. And the only way you can do that is stay in it like it's in a rehabilitation center. Daily, you got to have certain exercise you do every day, and you got to increase them every day in order to back to health. Well, that's where it is in the spirit. You start out with a little bit of word, you know, but as you from day to day, you got to increase that word in you, and otherwise, you would never be able to fully get completely out of the world system.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Amen. Cross, amen. This, if you look at this, those that want to do greater work for God, amen, God will fund these projects, amen. When we get down to the business part of this now, that God will fund these projects when you want to help people clothing and you want to help people get housing and food. He will fund these projects. Amen. He will put people and things in your way. Notice that of First John, the third chapter, and he says that, but whosoever have these world's goods and see his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? So Jesus has been making a statement. Amen. The love of God. Amen. Like we're saying, it takes you out of the world system. And look at Barnabas, all the things, the money and things that Barnabas had, he gave it to the church. Ananias and Sapphira got in trouble, so they lied to God, amen, and they saw. And it's not good, you know, in the world system, in the devil. The devil said, if you fall out and worship me, I give you all of this. And you have to be very, very careful. Amen. Like the first caller was saying, you got to let the Spirit lead you. Then when God bless you, sometimes it's just for you, but he don't want you out there begging and going on. But he wants you. He will fund you to help you to develop some of these projects. You know, people that need clothing, they need food, they need water. Amen. If you are capable and be led by the Holy Spirit, he will fund you and lead you and guide you in this direction. Amen. God wants his people. When people come in to Christ, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. Amen. We have a job to do. And this lesson can go on and on, But I was approached many times and said, Bishop, why are we not doing like we the church did in the book of Acts? Why they didn't, they came together and they helped one another and they worked together, you know. God will put certain funds in certain people's hands and give them businesses and talent, but they help his people. They help his people. All right, as well, God will fund these projects, brother. God will fund these projects. He will bless you if you're trying to do something to help people. Amen. He'll get you on your feet first now. Remember, he want to get you on your feet first. Amen. So don't give up all your light bill, water bill, and put yourself out in the street. Amen. The enemy will use your feelings and your whatever, but the word of God is not by feelings. It's by the scripture. By the scripture, the word will not come back void. So God want, how can a soldier, amen, we know with an army, how can a crippled soldier, amen, walking can help somebody else walking? Amen. If you want to help somebody, you got to get in a good vehicle, have some extra funding going on. Amen. And when you're able to help someone, then do it. Then do it. If you can't, only do what you can do. Paul said, well, if you're able, amen, according to your ability, you can't go out above what you don't have. Amen. All right, we have area code 786-2540. Hello? God bless you.
You can't hear whatever.
Hello? God bless you, doctor. Hello?
Hello? Kind of being mobile, a little bit mobile now, so I listen to the program. Bless you, Bishop, how you been?
All right, and you?
Yeah. I listened to the program, and I kind of feel like when you're serving God, you gotta operate in the love of God.
Right.
And this is what really dictates. See, God is dictator. What it's the way he wants it. You understand? And we have to work. We have to work with him. When we are loveless, we don't have the love of God operating in us. Then we are unable to see the need. There's always
right.
one presented, and as you say, you have to be careful. Who you're paying, who you give your money to, but then all that is operated through the Spirit. That's why God, what His love will commend it toward us. You see what I'm saying? So that we can serve Him, and He dictates in us. You see what I'm saying? You remember how John says, if you have this world goods and you see. You see, that's what the love do for you. It opens your eyes to the needs, those things that are needful, people's needs, people's care. And he said,
yes.
If you see that person have a need, and you don't operate in that, he said, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So the love of God dictates to us sometimes. Sometime in the natural, you see you don't want to give. But when that love of God springs up in your belly, you respond to it. You don't think about a loss or anything. You just doing what God said he wants you to do. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is what God wants to fill all our hearts with his love. I say, yeah, I got some, you know, but there's more. You see what I'm saying? Because we sometimes get tired. We sometimes get weak. You understand? But the love of God lifts you every time. You see, when you become exhausted, you don't feel like you can go a step further. And you start thinking about what Jesus pulled out in your heart and what he did at Calvary. For some reason, all that stuff get up and leave you. So that's what I want to say in the rehabilitating You understand? It's God's love that's operating in us. He operates through us. See, that's the greatness of God. You see? You are not worthy of it, you understand? But he is worthy to do it for you because he said he would. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop, right there.
All right, Doctor, good to have you. Amen. There he is again, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll learn to be led by the Holy Spirit once you know that's the Spirit of God. Amen. That's just like an investment to double up on you and say, okay, oh, I'm going to get paid again. Amen. And you kick in and say, oh, if I'm going to give, I know God going to give it back to me. Amen. But God is not, he's a good businessman. To break it down this way, in the Garden of Eden, he told us to everything he made, he told him to be fruitful and multiply. So he wants his saints, his men, his women, to be for him to be glorified. Amen. He want to bless us so, amen, that people recognize, amen. It wasn't luck that did what that man did. It wasn't luck. No, there's no more lucking anymore. Amen. Went out with Jesus. Notice the book of John, and John 21 and 25, it says, and there are so many other things that Jesus did, to which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself cannot contain the books that should be written. Amen. And John written certain miracles to build our belief. If you want to get your faith back up and your amen. All the word of God is good. All the word of God is good. Amen. All the word of God. Amen. There's nothing wrong with it. But to build you back up, all the miracles. But there are some things that are happening in your life and around you. Amen. It's not written, but God, the Holy Spirit, will do it. The Holy Spirit will do it. Amen. And so doing good, Isaiah 1:18, it says, come now, let us reason together. The prophet was talking to the Israel, and he said, now listen, amen. Let me get Isaiah, amen, the first chapter. Amen. We're going to see, amen, Isaiah 1:18. And God wanted his people. Jesus was a man, a prophet of great deeds, as well as, amen, a prophet of the word and things. Isaiah 1:18 and 1:17-16 said, wash you, make you clean, put away evil from your doing and from before your eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and plead for the widows. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But if you be willing, now, sometimes we just have to be willing and obedient. You shall eat good of the land. You know, we have to learn how to do good. Jesus went about doing good. That's a part of the work. Amen. And Paul, God told him, say, always remember the poor. And Paul said, oh, listen, we got to remember the poor. We got to remember our brethren that's, you know, coming out of the world. He's been bit up spiritually. Amen. Like the brother was saying, as always, amen, went through some things, then let down, drugged down, and now, amen, and we coming into Christ, and God done bless you, and the Holy Spirit knows that the brother next door, he full of materials, but he not going to give, and the Holy Spirit hit on you. He said, listen, you know, you see the brother in your heart that's melt. And he said, okay, here, my friend, I want to give you this. And, you know, you come to church and you wrap his arm around him. Amen. It should be a place, like they say, that the church is a spiritual hospital where they show love, shake each other's hand, hug one another. Amen. And give him some money. Amen. 1 John 3 said, and was also quoted, how can you shut up your love, compassion? Amen. You know the brother in need. You know he's in need. You know he's in need. Amen. And you just, you know, go ahead and give away all that extra peanut money and popcorn money and money that you don't need falling all out of their pocket. Amen. Let's go ahead and give it. Give it. Amen. That's one way to build up your investment on the business side. Giving, amen, will make your money go far. And when you support the church, tithes and offering, that's a spiritual weapon against the devil. He do not want the church supported. Amen. The church was set up by God. It wasn't set up by Peter. Amen. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." He the Messiah. Amen. And Jesus said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." Peter never heard about church. The apostle never heard about church. Jesus said, "I'm going to build my church in the gates of hell." Amen. The gates. It's opening all idolatry. It's running wild like it was in the days of Noah and Lot. It's idolatry everywhere. Devil worship everywhere. Amen. But you know God bring down his punishment upon all this idolatry that's going on, these things that are happening. But the gates will not overrun us. Those that are worshiping God and love God, they rebuke the gates of hell. When you pay your tithes and your offering, the Lord say, "Prove me, that I will rebuke the devil. I will rebuke him." That's number one. When you come to Christ, amen, and be willing and obedient to follow his word, amen, the enemy don't like that. He don't want you, amen, to help anybody. All right, we're getting ready to go down to prayer now. Amen. We have we need two or three brethren as we come in. Amen. Just push one on your phone, and each one give us about a 30-second prayer. Amen. And we want to get in some prayer, as always, for those that are going through. All right, area code 850-2337. Go ahead and pray. God bless you.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence, Lord. We thank you that you look over us day and night. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that rules and abides in our life and constant guides. Lord, we ask you to let the meditation of our mind and the pureness of our heart, let the things we do be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Lord, you are our strength. I say, Lord, you are our strength. Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. With another area code 786, last 2540. 2540. God bless you, Doctor. Go ahead.
Lord, we are grateful for this program tonight. We thank him for the very idea that we need to hear tonight. We pray, God, you fill our heart with your love. Teach us to trust one another. Get close to one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Those of you who want to hear this, we have another caller, 954-4427. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Lord, everywhere we go, we plant seeds of love. We thank you, Father God, for preparing hearts ahead of time to receive this love. And we know that these seeds will produce your love in the hearts to whom they are given. We thank you, Father, that as we flow in love, that wisdom will be instilled in all those who we minister to. And we pray that the compassion and favor and love and kindness of God be in their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you all. We love you as well. God bless you all from Tallahassee to Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach. Amen. We see you, West Palm Beach, Miami. Amen. Even in the Carolinas and Georgia. God bless you for helping this program. When it had not been for the Lord, like I say, on our side, we'd be willing and obedient. You can go to your computer, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. God bless you and love you. Until next time, amen. Call somebody, tell somebody that you love them. God bless you. It's not your will.